Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. Oh, dare to step high and live like you're free. I said, color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, February 8th. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you, as always. And in a moment, we're going to begin our episode, Color Your Life Happy. Don't give up on your passion. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners, because I realize you have many other choices of things to do with your day. So I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. Now, if you're on the phone lines, you just need to press 1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're over there in the chat room, and I see there are a number of you over there, hi, guests, and hi, Liara. Thanks for joining us over there. If you have a question or a comment, just type your question or comment, and I will be able to see it and share it on the air. Now, let me remind you that the show is live. So that means anything can happen. Now, lost signals is the most common thing that happens. And if that should be the case, all you need to do is just dial in again at 347-539-5700, the same number you called in the first place. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. Okay, again, I'm Flora Brown, and I'll tell you just a little bit about me, those of you who don't know. I'm an author, a coach, inspirational speaker, consultant. I'm also a mom of 4 adults now and a grandma of 3. I recently retired from 40 years of teaching. I started teaching junior high school over 40 years ago, and went through university level. So I actually graduated and got promoted as the years went by. Now, if you haven't already done so, I want you to visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, where you can now invest in yourself by taking advantage of a complimentary coaching session I'm offering called Jumpstart Your 2010 Goals. So go over there and to ColorYourLifeHappy.com and just click on where it says Get a Coach Now. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. And in order to do that, each week I interview guests from different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, and so on, all of those things which lead to lasting happiness. Now, today my guest is Susie Chill. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Flora.
I am so happy to have you. I've been trying to get Susie on my show for a long time. My show is not even a year old yet, but I've been trying to get Susie on for all this time. Susie is the abundance queen. She's an author, a teacher trainer, an artist, businesswoman, and blogger extraordinaire. She's very famous in social media. So I'm very honored to have you, Susie. Could I tell my listeners a little bit about your background before we begin?
Yes, by all means.
As you can probably hear, Susie is hailing from the Gold Coast of Australia. And she lives in what she describes as paradise, and I'm sure that anyone who's been there, I haven't been to your wonderful place yet, but anybody who has, they say it's paradise as well. Now, Susie has a passion to inspire others to dream big and to make a difference in the world. And, of course, she does that for herself as well. She has been pursuing her own passion through many career paths, from being an early childhood teacher, a teacher trainer, an artist, businesswoman, blogger, and author. In 2008, Susie was she trained with Michael Lozier, the Law of Attraction how-to guy, and many of you know about the Law of Attraction, and she has used the Law of Attraction to achieve her goals, so I'm sure she's going to tell us something about that today. She has won awards for her art and established and maintained her own textile clothing and design business for 14 years. I want to definitely learn more about that. Now, she's been writing for 20 years, and she's a 20-plus year, that means 20 years plus, that means more than 20, student of personal development and online social networking. So she knows a lot about social networking. You name the personal development course, Susie has probably done it, or at least read the book about it. So she's very well versed. Now, she also has a master's in applied science social ecology. And she has focused on the creating of communities on the internet and is very active over on Twitter and Facebook. And you can easily find her in both of those places just by putting in her name, Susie Cheel, C-H-E-E-L, at the end of Twitter.com, or Facebook, SusieChill.com/Facebook. So either way you can find her, but today you can find her right here on my show. Welcome, Susie.
Oh, hi, Flora. It's wonderful when somebody reads out all the things that you've done. You think, oh, wow, was that me? Yeah,
it's sort of, you sort of take for granted the years pass by, and then when you hear it, you realize you've done a lot, huh?
Yes, I know that, because when people read my CV or something, they say, wow, you know, you fitted a lot in.
and that's exactly the wonderful thing. It is.
Yes.
Speaking of which, I want you to talk about that for a minute. Since you've had such a varied career, give the listeners a little snapshot of some of the highlights of these things you've been doing.
Okay. Well, I'm one of those. I was born in Canberra, which is the capital of Australia, which is a long way from where I live now, and I grew up in what was then sort of the bush. So I had a fairly idyllic childhood. I trained as a preschool teacher. One of the things that most people don't know about me is when I was 16, I was knocked over by a car and I had a near-death experience, which only as I got older, probably has had some impact on my life. My father used to say I was never the same again. I was actually unconscious for a week. So that was probably a big turning point for my life, where some things changed, where you realise everything wasn't quite so permanent. Mm-hmm. When I was in my early 20s, I travelled sort of through Australia, Bali, Indonesia, to London, where I worked for a while, and then I went to Nigeria. I taught as a governess there to the Australian High Commissioner, and then went back and worked in London and taught for 4 years in lots of the rough parts of London at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They were sort of the early my early years in my 20s, and then I came back to Australia, and I was I taught in early childhood. I was also a weaver. I've always been very interested in art alongside what I've done with my life. I come from a family of, my mother was a beautiful knitter and sewer and things. So I love doing things with my hands. Yeah, so I did weaving alongside teaching, and I trained childcare workers, where I always taught the creative side as well as the educational side as well. Mm-hmm. And then in about 86, when I'd been in an acting position of as a childcare teacher in TAFE, I was training girls and boys who worked with, I think you'd probably call nursery school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a job that I'd been acting in for 2 years. And it was a bit of a shock to my system. And at the time, I'd also embarked on doing a lot of personal growth work. I did some work with an organization called Insight that was run by John Roger.
Mm-hmm.
And got very involved then in my own spirituality. So that was when I took a big plunge outside that safe, secure environment of, you would know, you've just left 40 years of teaching, superannuation, paid holidays.
Yes.
And I just started painting on fabrics. So I went part-time. I set up Susie Chiel hand-painted originals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was originally called Sue Chi because I didn't want to use my own name. And I went on to do that for about 20 years. And during that time was I embarked on this postgraduate course in social communication, which is when I wrote the book that we're going to talk about later today, which is about change, which is something I am passionate about.
Mm.
And from there, I learned a lot of business skills. I developed my art. And for those of you who think maybe can you be an artist, when I was 12, I was told I couldn't draw, so I couldn't possibly do art.
Mm.
And then I went on to have that business for approximately 20 years. At the moment, I'm not doing things. I still do make art quilts. If anybody wants to see any of my work, it's on susiechielart.com these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe one day, in the near future, I'll get back to putting work into competitions and things like that. At the moment, I do things with computer art and stitching and some painting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of led to a lot of change. And in the 96-97, I decided to go and do a postgraduate course in social ecology, which is about community and leadership. And that was the time that I discovered the internet. It was very slow at that time. But
yes.
I decided to see for my master's degree whether I could find an online community. So that was my main project. I still have the books here about getting on the internet, how we built communities then. So maybe it's not so surprising that when social media came along, I really
mm-hmm.
embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
Although
you were in at the very beginning.
I was using back in 95 I used to dial in, it was so slow. But yes, and I used the computer a lot then and had a textile art site and have sold my work from the web from early days. I didn't
mm-hmm.
embrace blogging in the same way. Some of you will know my life and business partner is Des Walsh. And when he first discovered blogging and we'd go out to dinner and, you know, my eyes would glaze over when people asked him about blogging. And, of course, now I'm, a top blogger. I love blogging and I'm about to set up a video blog.
Mm.
So I found the another means of expression that I love. I love video, and some of you will have seen some of my videos on YouTube. On my tagline there is Abundance Queen,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be establishing susiechiel.com as like a web TV. It'll encompass my other sites, but it'll also have a web TV presence on it.
Wow.
So that's just where I've come to now.
Okay. And quite an interesting journey it has been. Now, I want to talk to you about your BHAG. You want to tell the listeners what that means?
My big, hairy, audacious goal.
Right.
Yeah, probably a few years ago, I didn't know what it was either. But, yeah, so it's about 2 years ago, I first met Michael Lozier, and he was here in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I went to listen to him, and he was offering this certification for a law of attraction facilitator, but it was over in Vancouver, and I couldn't see how at that point. I think I worked out it was about $8,000, and mm-hmm. it wasn't something I had, you know, lying around in an old sock or something of that time. So I put myself, at that time, we'd actually had a few challenges. We'd done a little sort of few sideways. We'd got involved in some real estate and things, and it hadn't actually gone well. Mm-hmm. So it's been, we've had some sort of challenges sort of moving from that sort of area of being very, very comfortable to sort of having, you know, being financially challenged.
Yes.
And so I decided at that time that I would put it out there. I think Des talked about the big hairy goal, and mm-hmm. I looked at ways I could do it. And I got the help of a wonderful person who lived in Vancouver and who I had actually met where I met you, Flora, at Blog World.
Right,
and some of the listeners here may know of Glenda Watson, who is the Left Thumb blogger. And she is the most amazing woman. And we scooted around the streets of Vancouver in her motorized little scooter that she and her husband Daryl get on. So we did some crazy things online. And I actually got there and I became one of Michael's first Australian Law of Attraction facilitators. And mm-hmm. I'm still very involved with Michael and with the Law of Attraction and involved with part of a community that he's going to be launching soon online that's going to be very exciting for people.
That's wonderful.
So that was my first thing. It's about putting something out there that you think probably other people think might be crazy.
Right.
And it's stepping out of your... it's stepping out of your comfort zone. It's taking a risk.
Mhm, mhm, mhm. Setting a goal that's risky and big.
That's right. It is, and it's sometimes we. I think sometimes we sit. I wrote about this yesterday in a blog after watching a video of a young girl who had died of cancer, and as she said, "What are we waiting for?" And sometimes we do sit on the sidelines of our life and mm-hmm. think, it's comfortable, watch what's going on. I live here somewhere, I live what I call paradise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting light in the sky now, this mm-hmm. morning. And after this call, Jess and I will go to the beach and go for a swim. And what a better way to start the day. You know, we live somewhere where people come for holidays. So part of that was taking a risk. We left Sydney, we left all of our friends. It's about doing something that's extraordinary. And for me, it's usually doing something that empowers other people as well. And I never realized when I first set that, what I call my BHAG, the impact it would have on other people, particularly online. It's inspired mm-hmm. a lot of other people to do their own thing. I know one of my online friends, Jenny Mannion, had always said that always inspired her, and she's really excited to find out what my next one is.
And speaking of your next one, are you referring to your book, Emergings?
I'm referring to the book that I did actually publish just over a year ago on Blurb, but mm-hmm. I've been, a bit like me over the year or so, I know I've been out there in social the social web, but I put this on Blurb, and that's not an easy place for everybody to purchase it.
Right, right.
And just before Christmas, I was thinking, I was just feeling my life was a bit stuck. I'm not sure where I was going. I was going off to listen to Abraham Hicks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I woke up at 3 o'clock. Yeah, I woke up at 3 o'clock that morning and thought, I just came up with this idea. At that time I came up with, could a book buy a house? And I did some figures and things like that. And then it's been sitting there, there's a mind map, I've got lots of ideas, but somehow something wasn't right with it. Then I watched a friend of mine, Kimberly Bohannon, who has a site called Go For Your Dream, and she was talking about the book called Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk.
Right.
And we had just ordered that, and it had just arrived in the mail. And so I read that book. I read that book at 3 o'clock in the morning. I told Flora about that book, and
she went
and bought it. I've told a lot of friends about it, and they've gone and bought it. That book made me realize I wasn't really following my passion. Mm-hmm. I was involved with Des in another online, offline marketing business, which I'm interested in, but it didn't make my heart sing. It didn't get me up at 4:30 in the morning. So I've recently revamped what I'm doing. I'm going to be using social media, but now it's become the book that's going to change millions of people's lives. It's going to impact people in different ways. I wrote this book and illustrated it. So the book will inspire people. And how I see it is it will inspire people who are on a change process, who are fearful of change, or who are already on that step. And from that, looking at how we can habitually be inspired and that inspiration can be the key to our successful change. And I've done some, we looked at the word, I did this about emerge, to rise forth, and inspiration comes from spirit, to breathe. And breathing is natural. So what would it be like if it was natural to be inspired all the time? And that, so through everything that we did, we felt inspired. It's like, I suppose, it's about, like with the law of attraction, it's about feeling good. But if we feel inspired, so through this, I'm going to be using the book, there's a DVD, the poem and the images I'll be giving to everybody. It's Chinese New Year on Sunday, so this is the start of my new year. So there's going to be a viral version that goes out, but there'll be a downloadable version, like a DVD, a video, and the book will be going on to Amazon.
Okay. So the listeners will be able to get Emergings on Amazon?
They will in probably about a month. I'm looking at doing, there'll be a version through CreateSpace. I'm looking at doing it so it's not as expensive because with Blurb at the moment, because the book is full color, it's quite expensive to print on demand, and the same with Lulu, but there'll be the square art type version that people will be able to buy. So there'll be two or three different versions, and then there'll be a trade version, and that I'm doing through CreateSpace, so that will be on, it'll probably be a month before that one's out. But I'm making like a PowerPoint of this where people will actually be able to see the words and the pictures, and there'll be a lot of other things that come out of it. But part of what I see, I'll develop my... by using my law of attraction, I'll help people establish what their passion is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us have that sort of passion, but sometimes we hide it under a bushel.
Yes, we do.
Or we think, oh, you know, well, it's okay. But, I mean, we don't see ourselves as maybe the world sees us. I was quite surprised last week. I was listening to Sue and Steve's The Millionaire Affair.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept seeing comments come back about mentors. And my name was in there. And I thought, Susie, it's time for you to step out into the world. People do want to hear what you've got to say. So
okay.
I'm actually very excited. And coming on this call was really good because it was like a bit of a catalyst for me to actually get stuff on paper. And it's now out in the world, so I can't keep hiding behind
get
it.
Back
I time
back
to take
up.
The act. And,
no.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something,
yeah.
Susie. Why do you feel that now is the right time for this, for your book?
That's an interesting question. I don't. When I first did it, I did it as a it was a major project when I first did a postgraduate course at university,
mm-hmm.
and it was my final project, and it took a long while to get going. It was like, and it came out with the words, "It's not ending now." And it sat there on the shelf. People have looked at it. I did it. I put it onto Blurb. I launched it at Blogworld, 18 months ago. Now I feel it's the time. I was in a spiritual setting last week, and people kept using the word emerge and things, because I think there's a lot of change going on in the world at the moment. There's a lot of people looking inward, looking at
mm-hmm.
themselves, and there's also a lot of work change going on, a lot of people losing jobs, a lot of people having to look at different ways that they're working. So
mm-hmm.
I think from that point of time, it's ideal, and
okay.
it feels right.
Yes, yes. Well, that's interesting because I was going to ask you next, what impact do you see this having on people and the world? And you mentioned that in the world, we all seem to be in change. I mean, the workforce is no longer the way it used to be, and a lot of us are turning inward for answers and solutions. So what impact do you see emergings have on this?
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I've been going through a lot of change, and It hasn't always been easy. Over the last few years, I've been through a lot of change, a lot of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this book at a time where I was going through a lot of change and I was taking a lot of risks in my life. So I believe the fact that I've been through this process, this will help other people going through the process, and I've got a lot of tools and processes that I use that I can share with other people so that it will help them. For some people, change is very scary. I mean, I've
sure.
always loved change, as you can
mm-hmm.
gather. I've done so many different things in my life.
Right.
A lot of people, at the moment, they've always lived in the same house. They've always lived in the same place. They've always worked in the same place, and all of a sudden, that might be changing. And our communities
right.
have changed. A lot of us don't have, like I don't have any family near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my community these days is online, and some of my friends think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm laughing
the way
because
we
I've talked to people recently who feel the same way about online. They just can't imagine that you have friendships there.
No, and I mean, recently I actually had an online birthday party on Skype, and I gave, people came, it was on Christmas Eve, people came, I did free angel card readings, and everybody who came to my birthday everybody who came to my birthday party online got the proof copy of my book.
Wow.
So, yes. And that's another thing that I am looking at expanding online is, or maybe just every morning if doing, I do card readings. I do it for myself. I trained with Doreen Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the angels. And I think they are just—they just talk to us with our intuition. It's about trust, and a lot of the process of change is also about trust.
Trust, yes, yes. Speaking of trust and angels and online, could you speak a moment about social media? Because listeners might be interested in how you've just shared how you used the online environment for your birthday party. But I know that you're doing a number of other things on social media as well.
Well, I get the online, my online birthday party, I think I tweeted it, and then I invited a lot of my friends who I already talked to on Skype, and I also invited some people who were on Skype who maybe I'd only chatted to, and they dropped in as well. So it was just so much fun. I'm a Twitterholic, and I'm at the moment weaning myself off so that I can actually get this project up and going. And well, I mean, I love Twitter. Absolutely adore it. And I can just be there and join in a conversation, but I can find half a day's gone, and of course, no work is done.
That's
which
right.
Is not very, so
that's a problem.
I am actually in the process. I've just found, it's called my web planner. I've just found a download on Firefox that I'm actually going to schedule my time.
My web
during
planner.
During my working. My web planner.
Okay.
I'll tweet it to you afterwards. But yes, okay. I'm in the process of setting that up. And it will open windows. So the other thing with social media that I haven't done as well as I should is integrating it more into my LinkedIn and Facebook, so I'm not dropping in and out of each one. So I need one of the things I need to do is become more time efficient.
Yeah.
I'm looking at using Facebook more than I do at the moment, and I'm looking at using social media now to actually... And I'm doing this with a few friends at the moment. You introduced me as the Abundance Queen, and I've been—I haven't been using that tagline in the same way. But I've asked friends, and maybe one of them who's on. I co-host the Law of Attraction Blog Carnival with my friend Ellie Walsh, and I asked her the other day that I was looking at moving from the Abundance Queen to maybe a tagline that has something to do with inspiration. And she said, oh, I've always known you as the Abundance Queen. And then somebody else yesterday that I asked said, oh, but I knew you as the Abundance Queen. So even though I very rarely use that tagline now, I do own the domain. I bought it last year when it became free. It looks like I might be stuck with that.
That's right.
What I've found... And I think I'll maybe just accept that one now, particularly if that was how I got introduced today. But what I found from looking at how people come to my blog and the comments that I'm getting on my fan page, which is the Law of Attraction in Action, is about what an inspirational place it is to come. So it looks like it's abundance and inspiration. But I am going to ask people, because I'm looking at my web TV show as being inspirational people.
I want to ask you a question about this. You have a simple three-step process with an e-book titled Divine Deliberate Attractor. Could you tell the listeners how they can get this?
Oh, yes. They can get it's on most of my... websites. If they go to theabundancehighway.com, it's up on the top right. if you're one of my fans on the Law of Attraction in Action fan page, it's there as well. Or you can just go to Divine Deliberate Attractor. And
okay.
It's an opt-in. It's a simple three-step process. It helps people clarify where they are in their life. It's a system that I learnt by training with Michael. And
okay. And
what it can do is, if you know how some people aren't really sure what their passion is, or they're not
yes.
sure what they want to do.
Yes.
We have to look at what it is we don't want
yes.
to get what it is we do want. And this book is just a little simple snapshot of my process. And this year I'm going to be doing sort of maybe a video type newsletter. But people who sign up for this eventually will get also a recording where I walk people through the worksheet that comes with the book.
Okay, okay. So people get this on abundancehighway.com. They can get your divine deliberate
attraction. Yeah, that's probably, yeah, it's in, I think it's the box up on the, you know, top right corner.
Okay. Well, I'm sure people are going to want to go there because, as you mentioned, so many people are trying to work out their passions or figure out what their passions are. And this would be a good, any tool we can use to get at that is very important, very important.
And I would highly recommend for those of you listening to the call who are maybe sitting on the edge of what you might be doing, which I think is what I was doing, I was trying to do a bit of this and a bit of that, whatever
mm-hmm.
else, Read Crush It.
Oh, I loved it.
But, it was, and also Gary gives you a formula for how you can develop your own social media, and he's the person who has me questioning my brand, because I have, there's not much on SusieChiel.com, but
mm-hmm.
that's where people do go, if people are looking for your name.
Yes.
I'm very lucky. I have a name that is very easy to find, and I still haven't found another Susie Chiel online. But the other thing I found recently with Crush It is from a guy who has something called BookVim,
mm-hmm.
and that's www.bookvim.com. He did the most amazing mind map of Crush It, which I finally worked out how to print out yesterday. I'll write something on my blog about it when I write about passion, because he has taken the book and dissected it into this most amazing mind map. So for somebody who was just starting out and you registered your name, which is what Gary would recommend, and I would now recommend to people who are coming to come to us and ask about, you know, getting online, I think using your own name is really important.
Right.
And, I mean, don't you think, Flora, he takes you through a whole strategy where you can build a business online.
Yeah, I loved Crush It. And for those of you who haven't heard of it before, the main title is Crush It, C-R-U-S-H, and the word it. And you can go to Amazon.com. It has a longer subtitle, but it's extremely well-written and gets at things that some other books don't cover. I want to get back to what you said about the mind map. You said it was over on a site called BookVim, like V-I-M?
No, I'm not sure. I think I found it on crushit.com, on Gary's, on the book site of Crush It,
okay.
I think there's a forum, or there was a discussion group, and that was where I found it. But I will try to locate it again, because somebody else has asked me for it.
Okay.
And it's very hard to read, but if you print it out in four sections, and it could be the blueprint to set up your online empire.
Wow. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you for introducing me to that book. I really appreciated it. Before our time runs out, I want to have you, by the way, I enjoyed your book, Emergings, very much. Beautiful artwork. And I hope that you're going to take those pieces of art and turn them into some products, maybe like coasters, wall hangings, calendars.
That's part of my plan, there'll definitely be a calendar at the end of the year, cards. Mm.
Okay.
I hadn't thought of coasters. One of the things I am going to do is posters. I'm going to do, there'll be individual posters. Here in Australia, when I'm speaking, you'll be able to buy them. But otherwise, I'm going to be doing them online. They'll be like, you'll be able to buy them and download them and laminate them. And I'm looking at taking each page and then just putting the words, because almost each page is almost a poem in itself. It's part of the process of change.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who hasn't seen the book, if you head over to theemergingsbook.com and you click on the link to blurb, you can actually see some of the illustrations there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all watercolors, and the book at the time was also done on an old-fashioned typewriter. So it was something.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Now tell them again how they can go over and see Emergings over, what's the URL?
It's theemergingsbook.com.
Okay, theemergingsbook.com. And
that
will take them to
blurb.
They
can also read. And there's a link, if they click on, I think it's on the front page or to the right, it's a site that needs revamping, but it'll take them to blurb, and I think they get to see the first 15 pages or something.
Well, it's beautiful.
So they can get an idea of it. And what everybody who's actually signed up to get my Divine Deliberate Attractor will get a link probably within the next couple of weeks of the video, like it's going to be a PowerPoint of just the poem with the words. I'm planning for that to go out as something, and that will spread around. That'll spread around the internet, so people will share it. And I came from an idea of another poem I've seen online a few years ago, and I thought, well, if I share it with the world. And then people will be able to buy the book in different formats, and it'll also, I have a friend putting it onto, it'll go onto Kindle as well.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. I want to have you leave the listeners with one tip about following their passion, because we have about 3 minutes left of the show. What one tip could you leave the listeners with about following their passion?
I'd ask yourself the question, is what you're doing at the moment, does it make your heart sing? Is it what you want to be doing when you click, get you up in the morning?
Mm.
And it's what you'd be doing this no matter what.
Mm.
If you're not sure about that, if you're not sure about that, maybe ask a friend. Contact me, and take yourself through a process of finding out what it is that you really want to do, because there are people who've been it might be growing plants or something. Somebody I know has sort of taken something so simple, like a passion of gardening. I've turned that into a business.
Wow.
It might be art.
We're going to run out of time in a few seconds, so we're going to have to stop here. Looks like I'm going to have to invite you back. I want to thank my listeners for tuning in today.
I'd love to come back.
I would love to have you back. Thank all of you who have been on the show today listening. Don't forget you can get this episode shortly after from on-demand episodes. Thank you so much, Susie. I want everyone to tune in next week for another exciting show. And in the meantime, have a blessed week. And remember to color your life happy.
Thank you, Flora.
Thank you.